Good morning and welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we are focusing on one aspect of the coronavirus pandemic, and we've been dealing with so many varying aspects, but certainly it has taken a toll on businesses and really depressed sales for a number of businesses. And even those businesses that are doing well have had to drastically change their mode of operation, A lot of them are looking at new revenue streams that didn't exist before, new ways of operating that weren't there before, certainly trying to do things as much with less contact as they ever had, whereas before it was all about being in close contact with customers and really establishing those relationships. Joining me to talk more about this, we're going to be talking with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado's Ada Rodriguez, who's the Vice President of Development and Operations, and Paul Myers Bennett, who's the Vice President of Marketing at the BBB of Southern Colorado. Ada and Paul, thanks so much for joining us here on The Extra.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah. So all of our small businesses, it seems like, have had to pivot in ways large and small. Describe what that next frontier will be.
You know, I think the key word for 2020 has been pivot. We're almost sick of hearing it. But really, truly, for small businesses to succeed, they really need to embrace technology, as the pandemic is forcing people to, you know, stay at home and do more of their shopping online. So it's very important to have an effective online presence and really just know how to meet and exceed customer demands digitally. It's really a difference maker in a small business, whether it's going to succeed or not succeed this year. Ada, do you want to talk a little bit about the business impact report that was just released by the Better Business Bureau?
Sure. Yeah. So last month, the Better Business Bureau released the Business Impact Report, and essentially it just pointed out the impact of online retail and the presence, and just the importance, some very important tips also for small businesses on how they can grow their presence but also be effective. In 2019, sales for online retailers reached $3.5 trillion, and by 2023, they anticipate the sales are estimated to account for 22% of all retail sales worldwide. And that's 2019 numbers. We know, just based off of BBB.org alone, search for online retailers have skyrocketed in 2020, 383%.
Oh, boy.
Which, yes, it's huge. And so it demonstrates that as a result of the pandemic, as you mentioned earlier, people are home, they're on their computers, that's how they're shopping. And they're using BBB.org, thankfully. You know, we are happy about that. But regardless, just the fact that it's skyrocketed that much indicates that it's very important for businesses to have this presence in order to be successful, essentially, in this changing world.
Would you say that businesses that don't have that presence, Ada, can succeed, can survive? I mean, is it that crucial, that critical to their survival?
I think it depends on the industry, of course. There's certain businesses that online presence is going to be more critical than others. But in general, yes, I would say that. And I know I've heard our CEO at the BBB also say that starting in 2021, if you don't have that online presence and the ability to offer services online or virtually, again, depending on your industry, it's going to be a really negative impact on your business and your revenue. So yes, it is very, very important to have some of that technology and the opportunities to at least have that online presence, whether or not it's needed all of the time for your business model. But there are certainly consumers in just about every industry that want to do things virtually or shop online, and it's growing even more as the longer pandemic takes.
And in a general sense, I mean, it always has been a little bit divided by age groups, you know, the older age group, you know, in a generalizing much here, did not, you know, like to do as much online. But do you think the pandemic has kind of knocked those walls down somewhat?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure we've all have personal and professional examples of that, right, where there are individuals that maybe weren't comfortable with the web or refused to use it, and now they're forced to use it. And it really is kind of bridging that gap between our younger generations that used it consistently maybe for shopping online and other things. And then we have our other generations that maybe were a lot more traditional and would go into stores and do their shopping and wouldn't order their food online from an app. But now they're kind of in this position where that's one of the only options in some cases.
Mm-hmm. And Ada, I know that when I meet a business owner or representative face to face, there's a lot of trust that goes on. You know, you can kind of get a sense right. of what they're about. When we're doing so much remotely, do we lose that? And are people, I guess, turning to the BBB more, trying to find out, you know, can this business be trusted?
Right. Yes, they absolutely have been. So during the pandemic, we've seen a 73% increase in online business profile reviews, which absolutely says exactly what you just described. That the consumers are coming to BBB.org to check on a business, to read reviews, to check their rating, whatever they feel is important to them. We've seen 383% increase again on online shopping business profile searches.
Mm-hmm.
An overall business profile search on BBB.org is up 97%, and that's just for anything on BBB.org, so including your other consumer type services. And then 62% increase in business profile views for accredited business or accredited online retailers. So whether they're looking for accredited or not accredited, I think just coming to BBB.org to maybe learn a little bit more and try to determine which of those businesses can be more trusted. We've been also providing more information on BBB.org on online retailers, trying to increase that transparency with consumers so that a consumer knows if they go on BBB.org, they know what it means if they see a scam alert or a government action or things like that that could hopefully prevent them from continuing to use that business.
From making a mistake with their money, yeah. All right, we are continuing the discussion here with Ada Rodriguez, Vice President of Development and Operations at the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, and Paul Myers-Bennett, VP of Marketing at the BBB of Southern Colorado. We are talking about the future of retail operations and business operations as we're moving our way through the pandemic. I mean, it won't be this way forever, we can hope. But at the same time, whether consumers revert back to their old practices, that's a big question mark. We're going to continue the discussion here on The Extra. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, topics, and issues that are important to you. And today we are focusing, as we have many times throughout this pandemic, but certainly we can't overstate the impact that this has had on our business climate, on our small businesses, on industries that have seen drops in revenue, drops in orders, others that have been booming. And really a lot has to do with how these businesses have been able to, what's the magic word? Pivot. We've been talking about that word a lot. My guests today are Paul Myers-Bennett and Ada Rodriguez with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Let's start off this segment because it's so important to know the facts. Even as we see, you know, e-commerce perhaps thriving, retailers really have to know their numbers and know the trends and know what strategy decisions to make. Paul, what do you think about that?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. That not only are e-businesses or online businesses thriving, and we went over some of those numbers, but regular businesses that normally have more walk-in traffic are pivoting, as you said, and really coming up with an online presence. So some of the facts that we want to know, what are small businesses and what's happening right now? So small businesses are defined as businesses with 500 or fewer employees, and those are either LLCs with multiple locations or just mom and pop shops with fewer than five employees. So here in Southern Colorado, we know this well, that small businesses are the majority of our businesses. And they're really pivoting and overall doing well. Like Ada had said, some industries are suffering more than others, and some are really thriving during this period. But some facts. Nearly a third, one third of businesses fail because the owner runs out of money. So, you know, opening and maintaining a small business has a lot of risks, and it requires a lot of upfront costs and a ton of hard work. And so these small businesses, for them to succeed, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 20% of companies fail in their first year, and 50% of small businesses fail in their fifth year. So it is risky.
Yeah.
Finances are a huge part of that. And more than one third of small business owners don't believe that they need a website. And so what we're seeing is that is just not the case. Specifically, you know, now with the onset of COVID-19, customers are going online to shop and to spend their money. So at BBB.org, we've seen a 36% year-over-year spike in views for folks having websites. And having an online presence is just essential for businesses to succeed. And it can also give a brand a connection to even more customers. So, you know, not only are you reaching here in Southern Colorado, but you could potentially have shoppers from all over the United States and world that are seeing the products you're looking for.
Right. And when you're talking about that, I mean, it's not like businesses and industries haven't faced waves of change before. And I'm thinking specifically, my dad was a small business owner, owned a copy shop, and it was a very big thing for him to start this. It had been his dream forever to be a franchise owner, and he spent years, you know, researching it. And then just after he opened, Costco started offering copy services, and there was a Costco just down the street. And, you know, that was the wave of change that overtook his industry. So different industries have had to deal with this. But I think what's so specific right now and different and unique is that with the pandemic, every industry is affected almost across the board, right? Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You've nailed it. So a part of the flexibility that comes with a small business, it's great. They can pivot, they can change their business and move quickly. And this pandemic has certainly caused all businesses to rethink their business model and either choose to kind of hunker down and do what they've done and save a little bit, or be progressive and really look for new models. And so one of those new models, of course, is if you're not online, it's taking your businesses and services online. So 1.9 billion people have purchased goods and services online, and that was in 2019, and it's just going up. E-retail sales have surpassed $3.5 trillion worldwide in 2019. And again, that is 2019 numbers. So by the time I think we get the tallies for 2020, we're going to see those numbers again skyrocketing.
Wow. Ada, did Ada's the report that Ada was referencing earlier, did that make any projections for where we stand, you know, say, you know, 20 years from now or so?
Well, it's by 2040, sorry about that. So in 20 years from now, it's estimated that 95% of all purchases will be through e-commerce. So although there will continue to be the need for brick and mortar stores, most of the purchases will be done online is what is being projected.
Wow. So and that could be groceries. Like we see, where it's just you're making the selections online. You may be picking them up in person, but you still, you know, there are a lot of different costs and different resources that are being used from a business model when you're buying groceries that way. And it could be the kind of things where we get packages just piling up on our doorsteps. The porch pirates are unfortunately going to have a great time. We need to take a short break right now for our news, traffic, and weather right now. But we'll be back with more of this discussion. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back as we enter the second half of our extra show here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius. My guests today are Ada Rodriguez and Paul Myers Bennett with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Of course, the Better Business Bureau is really invested in making sure that people are spending their money smartly in ways that will not leave them open to scams, to ways that they could get victimized, but also looking at overall trends. And certainly this is a year when the trends and how businesses have reacted and how businesses have survived and some unfortunately not surviving, this will be a year that will be examined for years and decades to come when they look at, you know, what succeeded, what didn't, what needed to happen more. Certainly, a lot of businesses out there would say bring on a little bit more support from, you know, various funds that have helped keep them afloat, like the CARES Act. But you, Ada Rodriguez, have also been doing some research into what businesses can do to, I guess, prop themselves up during this time. One was having an online presence, but also there are other ways that businesses can really respond.
Yeah, I think kind of the last bit to this is just how important it is to listen to your customers and your consumer base. Every industry and every business has a slightly different consumer customer base, but I think looking at those positive reviews, looking at the negative reviews just as critically and as important, right? So kind of through this impact report, BBB analyzed 76,000 positive customer reviews to see what resonated. And the research really ranks affordability, punctuality, friendliness, communication as top qualities when reviewing an online business. So those are all areas just for these small businesses to really be aware of. Those are important to consumers.
Right, right.
From a negative customer review side, because of course there's always that piece, 50% of the customer remarks claim the item was late or never came. Obviously that's a really big issue. But some of the other issues, of course, allege that the product was flawed or incorrect or maybe slightly broken. Counterfeit goods is another area to be careful, and we're going to talk briefly about scams, and so that's something to be aware of, or in case of clothes, the wrong fit. So I do know that, you know, certainly businesses are trying to figure this out and get it right, but on the other hand, you do have scammy businesses, and so you have to, as a consumer, be very savvy to that, but as a business owner, also knowing that there are scammers out there, and how do you ensure that you're setting your business apart so that consumers can trust you and know that you are truly a legitimate company.
And customers, well, they have a wide range of complaints. And sometimes they choose to make those complaints public through, you know, negative reviews. What is a business owner to do about those negative reviews? I mean, because some customers will respond and perhaps you can make your case for why that was a one-off mistake or, you know, how you aim to rectify it. But sometimes the customer is beyond that kind of, I guess, renegotiation.
Right. Yeah. Well, at the BBB, we always recommend a minimum of two things when you get a negative review. The first is always respond and always show your side of the story. Because reviews always have two sides, and we always recommend consumers to read both sides. The other thing we always recommend for businesses when they receive negative reviews is get more positive reviews. Balance that out so that, it paints the picture. A business with no negative reviews sometimes can be questionable too, right? How are you perfect all of the time? So there's nothing wrong with negative reviews, but how you respond is really important, and also ensuring that you're really focusing on getting those positive reviews to balance that piece out.
Okay. And you mentioned this report. Can folks see and read the report for themselves at your website?
Yes, it is available on BBB.org. The Next Frontier of Online Retail is what it is called.
Okay, fantastic. And you mentioned scams, and we like to let our listeners know about scams that that they should be aware of. And I know Paul and Ada, you throughout this pandemic have been telling us about how the scammers are really taking this time when we're all feeling a little bit more vulnerable than we have in past years, and sometimes playing those buttons. Let's talk about the latest scam that's going around right now, the online purchase scam. Tell us about this.
That's right. we are kind of vulnerable and we're using the internet, and that has opened up a whole nother box of potential scams. And this online purchase scam, for the last 3 years in a row, these online purchase scams have ranked in the top three riskiest scams that are targeting consumers. According to the 2019 BBB Scam Tracker Risk Report, this year the COVID-19 pandemic has forced people to social distance, use their online businesses, and has increased the risk. What we've seen is online purchase scams typically involve the purchase of a product or service where the transaction is on a website, and these scammers use online technology to offer attractive deals, but once the payment is made, either no product or service is delivered. Or another version of that is fraudsters pretend to be to purchase an item only to fake that and ask for a refund or an accidental overpayment, and therefore the victim realizes that the check is bad, and they've already sent the funds. So, you know, with a click of a button, your account information is often out there. So be aware of when you purchase an item that before you click that the website is legitimate and that you are purchasing a product that actually exists.
Wow. Wow. We are going to talk more about this. We need to take a short break, Paul. Give us a moment. We will hear from our advertisers, and then we'll be back with more of The Extra. And we're going to be digging into exactly how victims are losing out to these online purchase scams. That's coming up as The Extra continues. Welcome back as we continue with our hour-long discussion here with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. We have Paul Myers Bennett and Ada Rodriguez joining us today from the organization. And we've been talking about, for much of this show, we've been talking about really what the stats are showing about businesses and how they're responding during this pandemic, and really what businesses can do to up their chances of survival and thriving, perhaps, but really what they need to do. And part of that is developing online presence. Part of that is really listening to customers. But one thing we should point out is that as more and more businesses, I guess, open up online options, the number of online purchases is also proliferating, it, and that is giving rise to online purchase scams by bad actors who are seizing on this moment to really take advantage of us. So, Paul, you were telling us about how these scams work right before we went to break. So get us into a little bit more into the details. How would I, like, for instance, I just bought a replacement a power plug-in source thing for an electronics. The wrong thing came. And I kept thinking to myself, well, if I send this back, am I going to be victimized?
That's right. That's right. Well, first of all, potentially you were victimized up front in that you may have been misadvertised what you bought. And, but there's, there is that other chance that if you send it back, you will not be reimbursed, or, there's a number of different things. So it's more important than anything to check the source of where you are going to be buying your product. Make sure that it's legitimate. You can always check out bbb.org/scam tracker, which has thousands and thousands of people, who report scams all over the United States and North America. And you can just see, hey, is this happening on a regular basis? Put in the name of the website or the product that you're looking for. But some of the impact on the online purchase scams is they were the top riskiest scams in 2017, 18, and 19, according to our risk index. And the likelihood of losing money when exposed to this scam is very high. It's also a very prevalent type of scam, and there's a monetary loss. So far in 2020, 37.9% of all reports to our scam tracker were online purchase scams, like you were just mentioning, and that was up 24.3% in 2019. And 80.5% of the consumers reported that these online purchase scams in 2020, they lost money. And so that's been just steadily going up each year as more people are using the internet and as we are collecting data. And a little scary in that, you know, generally the median dollar loss for this scam in 2020 was $93. In 2019, it was $76, so it was a little less. And before that, it was $100. But in either case, it's money that you don't want to lose. So to be careful of where you shop.
Right. And as we become more accustomed to online purchases, to having, you know, subscription services where money's coming out a lot of times throughout the month, it's very difficult sometimes for people, I think, to track when they've lost money. I mean, I actually don't think I would know if an order actually didn't show up. I mean, it's very easy to lose track of those orders. And the scammers know that.
And they do. They know that. And we, you know, on different programs, we've talked about how scammers have been able to jump into tracking systems. And it appears that you've ordered a product that shows it's delivered, but it's because they've hacked someone else's website that is delivering a package that's not the one you supposedly ordered, but being delivered to your area code. And it was delivered, but not to you and not the product you ordered. So, yeah, there's a lot there. Ada, do you want to tell a little bit about how these scammers engage their targets?
Yeah, I think that just a couple from the engagement standpoint, but I also think from just a few more reminders on tips, I think would be important as we kind of wrap up. But really, I think it's important for shoppers to realize that whether you're actively searching for an item or just browsing the internet, there's a possibility you could be victimized. You know, those dangerous pop-ups or the Facebook ads or Instagram. I mean, a lot of scammers are using those types of platforms to promote their so-called product or website. So it's, again, there are lots of different ways that they're doing it, but the majority of it is online. You rarely will get something in the mail, but that has happened as well. Sometimes you'll get a coupon in the mail, you'll go to the website, and you'll, you know, order something off of that website that could be counterfeit. So really the most important tips that we kind of want to leave listeners with is making sure that you're checking the URL and really paying attention to it. Oftentimes, they'll change one letter that will mimic another website. Watch for bad grammar. Read content carefully. Make sure that there's contact information on the website. And if there is contact information, try to use it. If you have any doubts, try to call or email and ensure that you get a live person. The other thing that we would highly recommend, if you have doubts, probably don't shop with them, but if you do end up shopping with them, take a screenshot of their website. Because often what happens is websites come down as soon as the scammers feel as though someone's onto them.
Right.
So you may need that to justify the fraudulent charge with your bank or you know, FTCA or whomever you're reporting that to. It is important to have that information as well. Save any type of correspondence via email, anything that you can have to, again, just verify that it was a scam. Online reviews, as Paul mentioned earlier, are definitely important, whether that's on BBB.org or Scam Tracker or Google. I mean, any platform, just try to find as much information as possible. We really urge that you do your research. And oftentimes, if a deal is too good to be true, it probably is. You know, we've all had or heard of those experiences where you're buying a name brand item for a third of the price. And you may or may not receive it, or you may receive it, and clearly it's not the same brand.
Right.
You know, you're buying some knockoff that's very cheap. So all things to look for.
Okay. Ada Rodriguez, Paul Myers Bennett, we are out of time, but we thank you for sharing these important tips to protect ourselves, as well as the results of your business impact report. And you can read more about that report by going to BBB.org. Just search business impact report. We'll also make sure we get the link up on our podcast page. So again, Ada and Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.